Amazon 5-star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by Ed Helms. Tonight's review, Tactical Jacket. I was living a simple life. Didn't get out much. Then, I bought this jacket, and everything changed. Women came flocking to me from lands domestic and foreign. On the 245-day sailboat voyage home, I was attacked by a shark. I knew it was the jacket he was after. Giving up the jacket in exchange for my life. 5 stars. Amazon customer 69. Shop the perfect gift this holiday on Amazon.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play Stores.
Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online. After midnight.
There are some childhood memories that don't fade. They stain. They settle somewhere deep in a place you can't talk yourself out of. For him, the first stain arrived long before he understood fear, before he knew what a ghost was, before he had any reason to doubt his own senses. He was just a kid, small enough that going downstairs alone at night felt like an adventure. The house he grew up in was nothing unusual, creaking boards, dim corners, the kind of place that always felt slightly bigger after dark. But there was one stretch he dreaded more than anything, the last few steps of the staircase. There was no reason for it. Nothing bad had ever happened there. Yet every night, as he reached that final curve, he slowed, because she was always waiting. A tall woman, older, motionless, positioned halfway between the stairwell and the hallway, as if she'd been frozen, mid-greeting. She never approached him, never spoke, never drifted closer. She simply stared, her presence quiet enough to be still, but heavy enough that he felt it pressing against him. Every time he saw her, his breath stole itself away. And every time, without fail, he bolted, launching himself off the last step, sprinting toward the kitchen where the soft overhead light felt like a sanctuary. Then he'd sit there feeling foolish for running, but too shaken to go back the same way. He saw her for years, enough years that she became a part of the house itself, an unchanging fixture in the dark. Eventually, when he was old enough to form the question properly, he told his father about her, described her hair, her dress, her posture, even the way she held her hands. His father didn't respond right away. He studied his son with a look that was not disbelief, but recognition. And then he said something that would stay with the boy long after the woman stopped appearing. "That's your grandmother," he said quietly. "Your grandmother used to stand in that exact spot during parties. You just described her exactly. She had died in that house long before the boy was born. He should have believed then. But disbelief was easier. Coincidence was easier. Kids see things, imagine things, remember things wrong." That's what he told himself over and over. But the woman was only the introduction. As he got older, the house took on a different kind of awareness. Not the loud type, nothing crashing, nothing thrown. Instead, it was those thin, uncertain moments where sound became suggestion, and suggestion became unease. He'd be sitting alone, lights on, trying to distract himself the way kids do when they're trying not to think about the thing they're afraid of. And that's when he'd hear it. A whisper with no words, a laugh, short, clipped, wrong. His own name breathed from behind him. The kind of sounds that feel like they're happening right next to your ear, even though the room is empty. He tried to rationalize every one of them. Houses shift, pipes groan, brains fill silence with illusions. He didn't believe in ghosts. He didn't believe in any of the supernatural things kids scared themselves with. But instinct has a language of its own, and his instincts were loud. The voices faded as he aged, but the visions didn't. That's when the people started appearing. Not shadows, not silhouettes, not hazy figures you could explain away. These were full-bodied, detailed, real. So real that half the time he didn't recognize them as anything strange until they vanished. A man in the back seat of a parked car staring straight ahead. A woman standing beside a bus stop long after public transit had shut down. Someone sitting in an empty classroom, hands folded neatly in their lap, head tilted just slightly wrong, like a wax figure positioned to appear human. They never spoke, they never blinked, they never reacted to anything he did. If they acknowledged him at all, it was through staring, an unbroken, unblinking gaze that made his chest go tight. Other times they refused to look at him entirely, as if there was something dangerous about meeting his eyes, and he started noticing patterns, not because he wanted to, but because understanding felt like the only way to keep himself grounded. They showed up only when he wasn't trying to see them, when he let his mind drift, when he wasn't searching. The moment he focused, the moment he tried to get a better look, they vanished. He hated not knowing who or what they were. But nothing unnerved him more than the crying girl. He was 12 the first time she appeared. He'd woken up in the middle of the night, thirsty, fumbling for his water bottle in the dark. When he turned his head, he froze. There she was, sitting in the chair by his desk and hands over her face and crying. Not loudly, not dramatically, just crying. Shoulders shaking, chest quivering, head bowed. Her hair hung in front of her like a curtain, hiding everything he didn't want to see. He whispered to her, then said her name, though he didn't know why he felt like she had one. Then said, louder than he meant to, "Are you okay?" She didn't react. She stayed the rest of the night, the next night too, and the next. She was the only apparition in his entire life that lingered. Really lingered. Long enough for him to learn every fold of her clothes, the way her knees pressed inward slightly, the small tremor in her hands. He kept waiting for her to stand, look at him, acknowledge him, maybe even speak, but she never did. He wasn't sure which terrified him more, the idea that she might look up, or the idea that she never would. On the eighth day, she was gone. Not disappeared in front of him, he simply woke up and the chair was empty. He didn't see her again. By the time he was accepted to UCLA, he carried his childhood like an unfinished sentence, one he hoped California might erase. And for a while, it did. The crowds, the noise, the constant motion, it all acted like a barrier, a buffer, a kind of psychic sunscreen protecting him from whatever had been trailing him his entire life. Weeks passed, months, and nothing happened. No figures waiting in corners, no whispers and no apparitions tucked into the edges of his vision. He slept better. He laughed more. He started to believe maybe he'd outgrown whatever sensitivity he'd once had. But deep down, somewhere quiet and untouched, a part of him knew the truth. Things like that don't just stop, but they wait, and eventually they find you again. For a while, he believed UCLA had saved him. Not in any dramatic, redeeming way, just by burying him under enough noise, movement, and routine that the quiet places inside him finally stopped echoing. He walked crowded hallways, slept in a dorm full of voices, sat in lecture rooms buzzing with life. The world felt bigger than whatever had followed him through childhood, and being surrounded by thousands of people had a strange effect. It made him feel invisible, in a good way. As if whatever used to notice him no longer could. Then came the trip to China. He didn't go searching for anything supernatural. Most of the time, he didn't even let himself think about the past. All he wanted was a break, away from classes, deadlines, the intensity of school, away from the version of himself that still flinched at dark corners. China felt like a reset button. The day they visited the temple, he walked in with the same casual curiosity everyone else carried, the kind you have when you're admiring a piece of architecture, not bracing for something unseen. But sometimes sensitivity doesn't care whether you're looking for it, sometimes it finds you anyway. The temple grounds were peaceful, almost serene. Low chanting drifted through the air from somewhere he couldn't see. Incense curled in thin threads upward, mixing with the warm, earthy scent of old stone. He felt calm, grounded, almost normal. Then they entered the inner hall. The moment he stepped inside, his chest tightened as if someone had wrapped a fist around his heart. He tried to take a breath and found the air thick, heavy with something he couldn't name. The sadness hit him next, not the kind you feel when something in your life goes wrong, not heartbreak or grief, something older, deeper, carved into the walls themselves. His knees wavered, his vision blurred. He reached for the wall, trying to steady himself before he collapsed. There were people in the room, tourists, monks, students, but it wasn't their emotions pressing down on him. It was something else, a weight that had been sitting there long before any of them arrived. And that was when he saw the shadows, not the kind cast by bodies or lanterns. These shadows had shape, human shape, but not substance. They clustered in the far corner of the room, pressed together like a crowd waiting for passage. Through a locked door, their outlines trembled, straining toward something beyond the room's boundary. Something he couldn't see. They were stuck, desperate, walled off from whatever should have come next. He blinked hard, hoping to erase the image, but the sorrow only pressed harder. He felt faint, lightheaded. The way someone feels when grief and fear hit at the same time. He backed out of the room slowly, step by shaking step. And the moment he crossed the threshold into the courtyard again, it lifted. Not completely, not instantly, but enough to breathe. He didn't tell anyone. How could he? Hey, I walked into a room and it felt like 1,000 trapped souls sat on my chest. Wasn't exactly conversation material. So he filed it away in the place he kept everything else he didn't understand. Then came the old woman's bedroom. It was supposed to be a simple overnight stay, nothing unusual. The couple hosting him were kind, grounded people, teachers, not mystics. He'd been given a guest room without much thought. It wasn't until the next morning over breakfast that they casually mentioned it used to belong to the woman who died there years before. He brushed it off. People die in beds. That didn't make a room haunted. But sometime around 3 a.m, he woke up, or thought he did. The room around him glowed with a dull yellow tint, the kind of light that leaks through cheap curtains from a street lamp. He could make out the furniture, the faint pattern on the wallpaper. He tried to turn over to bury his face in the pillow. He couldn't. His arm wouldn't move. His legs wouldn't respond. Even his breath came in slow, shallow pulls, like his lungs were tired. Sleep paralysis. That's what he told himself. A physiological misfire, a trick of the brain. Then the exhaustion deepened. Not normal tiredness, not even bodily paralysis. Something older crept into him, like a sensation inherited from someone else's memory. Age, weakness, a steady draining of life. Pain settled into his joints, foreign and heavy. His heartbeat slowed, irregular, like it was laboring through thick syrup. He felt old. Older than he'd ever imagined a body could feel. And then came the certainty. Not panic and not fear, certainty. I'm dying. He tried to call out, but his voice failed. He tried to force his body to twitch, to kick, to jerk, anything that would break the paralysis. Nothing moved. His vision tunneled. The yellow glow deepened. His heartbeat stuttered, stopped. That moment, the silence inside his chest was unlike anything he'd ever experienced. No metaphor, no dream, no surreal softness. Just a void, empty, still horrifying. Then, violently, his heart slammed back into rhythm. The pain was immediate, hot and shocking, like electricity ripping through muscle. He gasped awake, fully this time, body jerking, eyes wide, hand pressed against his chest. His breath came hard. His ribs hurt. His heart felt bruised as if it had really, truly stopped. The room was the same, but he wasn't. He didn't sleep again that night, and he didn't tell the couple, didn't tell anyone. It joined the stack of experiences he could neither dismiss as dreams nor accept as truth. Back at UCLA, he tried pushing it all down. Routine helped. Crowds helped. Noise helped. But quiet. Quiet still felt dangerous. The apparitions didn't return, not like before, but the old instincts never left him. He'd walk into a dim hallway and feel that familiar prickle at the back of his neck. He'd sit alone in a room and catch himself listening for whispers he hoped wouldn't come. One night, walking back to his dorm, he saw a man standing under a tree. Not unusual. It was a campus, after all. But the stillness was wrong. The posture was wrong. The way the man stared at nothing, dead-centered on a point in the distance, was wrong. He blinked. The man disappeared. And that was the moment he understood something he had never been able to articulate before. The ghosts weren't the ones who had changed. He was. It didn't hit him all at once. It came quietly, like most truths do, seeping into the edges of his awareness until it finally settled somewhere he could no longer ignore. It wasn't that the apparitions had stopped when he moved to UCLA. It was that he had stopped meeting them halfway. When he was younger, he lived cracked open, raw, unprotected, constantly absorbing more than he understood. A child's mind doesn't have the defenses an adult does. It doesn't know how to close doors. It doesn't know what should or shouldn't be real. But growing up, leaving home, being forced into the thrum of a crowded city, it built something in him he'd never had before. Noise. Distraction. A steady hum loud enough to drown out the softest knock. And whatever watched him, whatever observed him from the corners of childhood bedrooms and dim hallways, either couldn't reach him anymore or simply didn't see the same doorway it once did. Still, quiet moments had a way of undoing all of that. Late at night, after the world settled, he'd lie awake and feel a familiar pressure around the edges of the room. Not oppressive, not dangerous, more like someone standing just outside a closed door deciding whether or not to knock. It always made him feel the same way, alert, aware, but not terrified. As if some part of him had finally started understanding the difference between danger and attention. And maybe that was why the strangest memory of all never fully left him. The week the crying girl sat in his bedroom. The girl who never lifted her face. The girl whose shoulders shook with silent sobs, the girl who vanished only when she was ready. He thought about her far more often than he wanted to admit. Something about her presence, her stillness, her grief felt different from everything else. She wasn't staring at him. She wasn't lurking. She wasn't trying to communicate. She was mourning. He wondered sometimes if she'd been stuck like the figures in the temple, caught between what she'd lost and what she couldn't reach. He wondered if her week-long presence had nothing to do with him at all. Maybe he was simply the one who could see her. Maybe all she needed was a witness. It was strange, the things he found himself remembering as he grew older. The way the woman at the bottom of the stairs looked right at him every night but never moved closer. The way the voices had always come when he least expected, when he wasn't scared, wasn't thinking about anything supernatural, just living day to day, mind relaxed and open. The way the apparitions in his hometown always either stared straight through him or refused to look at him at all. They all followed patterns, but he didn't see those patterns as rules anymore. More like behaviors, signatures maybe, of beings that didn't operate by human logic. And in the spaces between those memories, doubt always lingered. Not the kind that says, "This never happened," but the kind that whispers, "This shouldn't have happened," and no matter how many times he replayed the scenes in his mind, he couldn't fit them into any rational framework. He wasn't someone who ran eagerly toward the supernatural. He wasn't someone who wanted to believe. If anything, belief had been forced on him through sheer consistency. You can ignore a single strange event. You can rationalize a handful of coincidences. You can dismiss childhood memories as imagination, but you cannot outrun a lifetime. And he had lived enough of one to know the truth was more complicated than haunted or hallucination. More layered than gift or curse, and just more real than anything he'd been able to explain away. Near the end of his UCLA years, something small happened. So small, most people would have forgotten it within minutes. But he remembered. He was brushing his teeth late at night, half asleep, standing at the sink with one earbud still playing music. His bathroom was small, the kind where the mirror fogs up if you breathe too hard and the fan rattles like it's held together by prayer alone. He looked down to spit toothpaste into the sink, then lifted his head, and someone was standing in the doorway. Not fully in shadow, not fully lit, just there. A woman, tall, still, watching. He didn't jump, didn't scream. He simply froze, a kind of bone-deep stillness he hadn't felt since childhood. His heart climbed into his throat. His lungs forgot how to move. Then slowly, the figure turned its head away like someone politely averting their eyes. In the blink that followed, she was gone. And instead of spiraling into panic, instead of running into the hallway, flipping every light switch he could reach, he found himself staring at the empty doorway with a strange, quiet acceptance. It wasn't over. It had never been over. But he was different now. He rinsed his mouth, turned out the bathroom light, went to bed. No nightmares came. In the days that followed, he thought about it more, not with fear, but with the unsettling realization that he'd grown used to living between two realities. The world everyone else saw, and the world he experienced without permission. He'd spent years calling himself crazy or dismissing his own memories as exaggerated, but the truth was much simpler. He wasn't crazy. He wasn't haunted. He wasn't cursed. He wasn't chosen. He was aware, a little too tuned in, a little too open. A little too close to whatever thin veil separates here from everything else. Some people go their whole lives without brushing against it, never knowing anything exists beyond what they can touch or measure. Others spend their lives chasing the paranormal, desperate to see even one glimpse of what lies beneath the surface. But some very few have the opposite problem. The veil lifts for them, without warning, without consent, without explanation. And when it does, they don't get answers. They get echoes, glimpses, shadows, half-formed faces that appear and vanish in the time it takes to blink. He knew now that he was one of those people, someone living a life that brushed too close to the other side, again and again, whether he wanted it or not. Someone who had spent years asking the wrong question, because the question was never, am I crazy? Or am I haunted? The real question, the one he had finally stopped running from, was this. What if the world I see is just as real, and everyone else simply isn't noticing? And in the silence that followed that realization, he felt something he hadn't expected. Not fear, not dread, not confusion, but a strange, fragile peace. Because maybe the truth wasn't meant to be solved, maybe it was meant to be witnessed, and maybe after all these years, that was all he had ever been doing.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now, so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day, only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
'Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
'Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
'Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
'Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
'Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
'Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
'Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
'Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient unlocked. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.